friends or anyone you'd be hanging out with?
There we go. Oh, why the shocked expression? Of course I know which student apartment you live in. Aw, did you think that I wouldn't see you earlier in the library if you just put your head down and slouched low enough in your seat? No, I'd recognize my favorite loser from a mile away. Those bags under the eyes, that gamer hunch, that funk of going a little too long without a shower, they're all dead giveaways. There's plenty of losers on this campus, but none of them really grab my attention the way you do. But you know the drill by now, loser. You try to avoid me, so you get a double punishment. What will it be this time? Well, let's see. I already made you serve as furniture for me. Then that was that time I made you take off my shoes with your teeth. Maybe I'll just step on you this time? Oh, we both know I already did that last week. No, I need to keep things fresh. We can't just repeat the same punishment every time, or you'd get used to it and it wouldn't work as well. Now, invite me into your room. I just got off cheer practice, and I'd like to sit somewhere more comfortable. Thanks. I'm sure this is the first time you've ever had a girl in your little apartment. I'm seriously not surprised. It smells like squid in here. I know you haven't had a cold or allergies since the start of the semester, so there's no reason the trash can should have that many balled up tissues in it. Ugh. Just how many of those are because of me? And no, I don't mean the times I made you cry. Don't answer that. I'll sleep better if I don't know, actually. All right. I've decided on your punishments. Close your eyes and hold out your hands. Good little loser. You can open them now. Yes, those are exactly what you think they are. They're my little lacy pink panties. The ones I was wearing under my uniform. All nice and sweaty from cheer practice. Try not to faint. Sniff them. A real deep breath. Don't make me repeat myself. Oh my god. You really are such a virgin. You're sniffing your bully's dirty panties and blushing. You aren't even resisting. Goddamn, I always knew you were a perverted weirdo who never touch a girl. But this is low even for you.
Take another sniff.
Fucking hell, how can you even stand that? Not only did I sweat like hell in them, I'm ovulating as well.
So they got soaked with my juices too. They're so musky, I was thinking about throwing them away.
Then I thought, hey, there's already some human trash I know that I can just throw them on.
No. That's not all I came here for.
There's still your second punishment. Whip it out. Yes, your cock. What else would I mean?
Hard as a diamond, as always.
You think I never noticed that you always get off on the fucked up stuff I make you do?
That's half the reason I do it. I think it's funny as hell that I treat you like garbage and your virgin cock still jumps to attention every time I so much as smirk at you.
Grab some of that lotion or lube or whatever by your computer and rub a whole bunch of it on your dick. And from this moment on, if you take a breath, it better be through your nose while it's buried
in my dirty panties. That's right. Get lots of lubrication on your cockhead. Don't forget the maze. Sit on the edge of your bed and look up at me. Now grab your dick. Grab it tight. Now jerk off for me.
Holy shit, you're actually really doing it. Go faster. Now go slow.
Really slow.
Aw, did you think I was gonna let you get this over with early? Fuck no, we're just getting started.
Yes, and grab it tight and pump it all the way from your tip to your balls. Slow, and back again. Nice and tight with all the lube you can manage. You know why? That's what my pussy is like right now. I want you to get just a hint of what my cunt is like right now. You've got the smell right in your face. All the pheromones from my sweat and ovulation.
Oh yeah, go faster. Don't shoot off yet, loser. I know it's hard for a virgin like you. I don't care if you really are one or not. You act like one. I just want you to really, truly understand what you're missing out on.
There's a beautiful, fertile woman in your bedroom, not even wearing underwear under her short skirt. And you're just beating your meat, like you always do, every day. I want you to start bucking your hips. I mean, you wouldn't just be pumping your shaft if you were actually fucking a tight, wet pussy, would you? You'd move your hips. I know. Hard concept for a masturbation-addicted virgin to grasp.
Keep pumping your hand while you do it, though. A girl like me just doesn't lie there and take it. If you are actually fucking me, I'd be throwing it back at you. I knew that just about finish you off.
Don't come yet. Not until I say. I'll count you down. Ready? 10. Deep breath. Sniff those dirty panties. 9. Keep breathing in my mouth. Seven. Speed up. 6. 5. Should I say it? 5. Keep moving those hips, loser. 4. 3. Look me in the eyes. 2. Off those panties. 1. Don't come yet. This is still a punishment. I don't care how pathetic your moans are.
I could file my nails right now if I really wanted. Oh. You look so pathetic. 0. Go on.
Come, loser.
Oh, now why do I get the feeling this is not the first time you've come this hard thinking about how my panties smell? And I have to say, that's quite an impressive load, especially since you probably already jerked off today. Oh, I bet you wish it had all gone to my pussy instead.
Your pupils are dilated, so I'm sure the pheromones had a serious effect on you.
Well, now you have just the faintest inkling of what you're missing out on.
You could be having sex. Real baby-making sex. But you're just sitting alone in your room jerking off. You know the worst part? You look happy about everything that just happened. Well, that's why you're my favorite loser.
And since you're my favorite, you can keep the panties. Well, I doubt you can even walk straight right now, so I'll show myself out. Ciao!